Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah Leduc. Roundabout Theater Company's company-in-residence Fiasco Theater has reworked Merrily We Roll Along, and the production was recently extended off-Broadway at Roundabout's Laura Pels Theater. The show is now scheduled to run through April 14th. Merrily We Roll Along is a musical with a book by George Firth and lyrics and music by Stephen Sondheim. It is based on the 1934 play of the same name by Kaufman and Hart, and tells the story of three creative friends, Frank, Charlie, and Mary, backward through time. The show begins with years of growing apart and betrayal on Simmer, and ends with a hopeful meeting. Though the show possesses iconic Sondheim songs like Our Time and Not a Day Goes By, the show failed to gain traction during its original Broadway run, closing after 44 previews and 16 post-opening performances. With Stephen Sondheim's permission, Fiasco Theater has worked with the texts to create a new script. Ben Steinfeld is co-artistic director of Fiasco Theater, along with Merrily's director Noah Brody and Jesse Austrian, who plays the suffering and saturated Mary. Steinfeld plays Franklin Shepard, and he joins us now.
Life is swinging, skies are blue and bells are ringing, every day I wake up singing, look at me, I'm rich.
Ben, welcome back.
It's great to be back.
From inside the machine, how's it going?
It's a ball. You know, it's a ball to do. It's really grown quite a bit over the course of the run. All shows do that. You know, all shows grow as you learn more about what you're actually doing with the audience and with each other. But Fiasco Theater shows have a particular ability to do that because of our longstanding relationships with each other and because of our ongoing interest in learning more about what the piece itself wants to be, what our own experience of doing it from inside each of our characters' experiences, and from what we get as an ensemble, as a collective, telling the story and learning from the audience. So it's fun to do. It's gotten, I think, more fun. It's funnier, and I think it's also gotten more poignant and more resonant, and that's what you want. You want it to deepen as it goes.
What has your feedback been from Mr. Stephen Sondheim?
Mr. Stephen Sondheim has been...
I know you call him Steve now, but I can't.
it takes some getting used to, but I feel like it's the right thing to do at this point to call him by his name. He's been incredible. You know, he was present for a couple of runs in rehearsal. He was present for tech and previews, and his openness to seeing his work reinterpreted and reimagined is thrilling. It's inspiring. And my sense is that for him, it's also a thrill, too, that people are still able to mine more and new things out of what he and George Firth created.
Have any of the original cast members come to see it?
Many have. The absolutely incredible Lonnie Price came to see it.
He was the first preview, wasn't he?
He came early, but he came again during at some point, and you know, we got to spend some time with him. And of course, his connection to this piece is as deep as anybody's. His documentary is incredible, and as a director of Sondheim, he's also achieved so much. And he loved it. And he actually—it's okay to say this because he's actually said it publicly that it's his favorite version of the show, and he really feels like we accessed something about what George and Steve and Hal were after in the original, which of course he knows about because he was in it, starred in it, and something about the spirit of what we've done really resonated with him, and he's been a great champion of it. We've had all members of the ensemble, the chorus from the original cast, have come as well. I've gotten to meet and talk with them, Mark Moritz and Gary Stevens, and many, many others have come and really shared their just huge enthusiasm for what we're doing, and it's meant so much to us to be able to connect with them.
How did you build, and what are you learning as you... Because last time we spoke, we talked mostly about making the show, but you are playing Franklin Shepard. Yep. How is that? How is building the character, and how is performing it then?
It's been wonderful. You know, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about what people are understanding about the character and how he relates to the other characters. I really think my performance is dependent upon, you know, Manu and Jesse and Emily and Paul and Brittany. I have so much. I get to interact so much with all of the other actors and all of the other characters in the show because of how Frank's relationships kind of are at the center of the spokes on the wheel and in the story. And so I feel like I've learned a lot about Frank via what they're doing and how I interact with them. My sense, I can tell from the inside, but my sense is that because of this sort of prologue that we've created out of a few speeches that George Firth wrote that used to be in different parts of the original draft, most of which were jettisoned entirely in the revision in the 1990s, and we've restored a lot of that material. And I think the fact that our show begins with Frank saying to the audience, you know, I always see myself as the 18-year-old version of myself, and I think everybody does, and I think all of us somewhere are actually, deep down, 18 our entire lives. And I can see people nodding. I see people of all ages nodding in recognition at that. And really, I think that links my version of Frank to the audience right from the outset, so that even though he does things that, you know, you might think of as shallow or misguided during the course of the play, I think ultimately, hopefully, and you know, Noah Brody, our wonderful director, has shared his thoughts with me about this, is that hopefully the feeling that the audience has is that maybe none of us are any better, that maybe all of us are equally fallible in our own ways, as Frank is. And again, the version that we've put together allows the audience to understand more of Frank's steps along the way and the changes that he goes through. That's what the experience has been for me, is of really just letting each thing be what it is.
While you were putting up the show and working it and reworking it, are there versions of the timeline of the script that are in your head or were in your head that you had to like get rid of? Or sometimes on stage, a moment could show up that you was there before but hasn't been there for a while.
Not really, because we did a workshop last spring in which the version of the script that we're using was basically set. Okay. So the only version I've ever had to memorize was pretty close to the thing that we then started rehearsing in December. So I don't have multiple versions of our version operating on me, but I'm aware intellectually of the work that we put into making this version. It gives me a lot of confidence that there's a specific reason for every single thing that we've chosen to put on stage.
Fiasco is... that grammar wasn't going to work. I was going to say, Fiasco is friends, but you are friends who work on these shows together. How does that work? Because it does very well. How did you, you know, you created the company together, but you keep working together all the time. And how is that professional and friendship relationship so well maintained, as at least it seems from where I'm sitting?
Like many things in our lives that are worth doing, it's complicated and totally worth it. As you say, it is work. Sometimes the boundaries get blurred. Sometimes things that would be a completely normal piece of feedback or discussion in a rehearsal room is actually more potent in our room because it feels somehow like it's personal. And then there are other things that we can say and do and help each other with that would never be possible in rooms where you didn't have long-standing trust. I think the thing that matters most is that we all believe in the way that we are working. And we all have our own ability to work in the way that we want to within that aesthetic values context. And so I think what's happened over time is that we've given each other more permission to be more like ourselves, mm-hmm. rather than having to compromise on some of that artistic stuff. And so I think that's given people, hopefully, over the last 10 years, we've developed actually kind of more freedom, more autonomy, and more trust. And I think that's what allows us to kind of feel like it's worth continuing to work in this way. And there are real challenges. There are real problems that emerge. And I think we've tried to be honest about that more recently. And sometimes just being honest about things being hard makes them easier.
Very true. As we're speaking, an extension was just announced. How do you find out that that's a possibility? Does Fiasco, do you have to say, yes, we will extend, or... how does that work?
Yeah, in this particular case, when you do a show, they always say there's a possibility of some sort of extension. And in this case, we knew it was a possibility. We sort of hoped we would extend. And it's just a wonderful sort of icing on the cake of what's been an extraordinary experience to know that there's enough interest in our version of this show and that the audiences are really loving it. And so it's a wonderful validation that this particular production really deserves to keep going as long as it can. And in this case, Roundabout did sort of ask what we thought of it. And of course, we wanted to do it and give more people a chance to see it. And also, I think of it as a kind of a way of validating Stephen Sondheim's trust in us, which you know, was the whole genesis of this project, is us wanting to have a chance to collaborate with him in a meaningful way.
Thank you from me for doing the show and for your time talking to me today.
It's been a pleasure to do both.
Roundabout Theater Company presents Fiasco Theater's new production of Merrily We Roll Along off-Broadway at the Laura Pels Theater through April 14th. To learn more, visit roundabouttheater.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.
Who's like us? Dad!